Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Thomas Tuchel announced as the new England football manager this morning. He's 51, he's German. He becomes the third non-British permanent manager of the men's team. He'll take over from the 1st of January next year. Miguel Delaney, chief football writer with the London Independent, is with us. Good morning, Miguel.
Morning.
Was this expected?
Probably not, actually, to be fair. Now, and there's been a bit of a surprise this morning that we found out. And this is actually quite a rare case of the FA keeping an appointment like this under wraps, which is unusual in modern football. But Tuchel signed the contract 8 days ago. So that was last Tuesday at the start of the international break. And then we had an entire weekend of Lee Carsley, who I suppose at that point would obviously have known was the interim manager, giving what seemed contradictory comments about the job and confusing people about whether he wanted, which I suppose added to the surprise. Now, it did leak at the weekend that there had been talks between Tuchel and the FA, but nowhere near that far. I suppose the biggest surprise is, I mean, we all know the FA wanted Guardiola as a top choice, and he has worked in England for 9 years. But I think maybe one of the bigger points of discussion is that the FA have made such a virtue of overhauling England's infrastructure over the past 12 years, really, to the point that all this talk about coaching pathways, the England DNA, identity. So it's a bit of suddenly an abrupt deviation to go from that to then appointing a big name foreign coach.
Well, that, I suppose, I mean, all of that pathway business that you mentioned there, that would have pointed to Lee Carsley, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, that was the thinking we had over the past few weeks. I mean, the belief was, especially given that Carsley didn't ultimately go for the Irish job, that John McDermott, who was the FA's technical director, that Carsley was his preference, that the whole idea was they were going to nurture Carsley as a ready-made replacement for Southgate. Maybe there was just a bit of a sense that it was a bit too soon for him. It was his first senior role, having managed kind of mostly underage teams and under-21s and having success there. Although that is becoming quite commonplace in international football now. That's basically how Spain have won the last Euros. De La Fuente was promoted in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So the thinking was it would have been Carsley, but they decided to go in quite a different direction.
Now, some of the commentary around his appointment suggests that he is a prickly character, that he can be difficult. Is he?
I dealt with him a lot at Chelsea. I used to go to his press conferences every week, and I very much liked him, I have to say, on that kind of personal level, because he's charismatic, he's a good speaker, he's engaging. That is probably also part of what feeds the prickly reputation, because he'll say what he means.
Mm-hmm.
He has a reputation for falling out with hierarchies, a justified reputation, it would be said. It's not always his fault. So, like, I mean, he fell out with people at Dortmund, fell out with people at Chelsea. At Paris Saint-Germain, which is maybe a more politically problematic club in terms of kind of the politics, the internal politics of the club, that was an issue about, say, how he wanted the club to sign a certain type of players. They had a technical director, Arturo Enrique, who had a different idea in mind. They fell out for that. Now, as someone put it to me yesterday in football, the international teams can't make transfers, so that's one way he can't fall out with anyone. But they did express amusement that, in keeping with all that stuff about the England DNA and the kind of the culture and all that, the FA is famous for having a lot of consultants that they impose on managers. And there was, I suppose, people commenting on the amusing image of the FA trying to impose these consultants on someone like Tuchel.
Yeah, and he comes after Sven-Goran Eriksson, Fabio Capello, and now he is the third non-British manager of the England team. Was he holding out for the Man United job?
Yeah, I mean, that would be my reading, I have to say. I mean, he did, he spoke to Jim Ratcliffe, the Manchester United minority owner, in the summer. They had a lunch in Monaco. From everything that's been out since, everything I've heard myself, that move didn't fall down on football terms. I think that there was a few financial issues, and I think that's potentially one of the reasons why Tuchel actually isn't taking the England job until the 1st of January. So Carsley will still get two more games, because there is some talk that otherwise they would have been liable for compensation to Bayern Munich, his last job. United decided to sack Ten Hag in this international break.
Yeah.
Tuchel was the top choice. And just when you look at the timing, it's hard not to kind of you know, join the dots a little bit and wonder, because Tuchel found out he wasn't getting the Manchester United job imminently because they haven't moved in Ten Hag yet and he is taking the weekend's game, did that just push him towards the England job?
Well, we will wait and see. We might not hear it at the press conference, though, where he will be officially unveiled this afternoon at 1:30. Miguel Delaney, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.